Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Ed Harry. Coming up.
Fabregas with a penalty. They've drained the wrong way. Arsenal are going back to the top of the table. Now it's over to United and Chelsea. Arsenal have done their job.
Yes, Arsenal sit pretty, a point clear of Manchester United at the top of the English Premier League. France have claimed Rugby Union's Six Nations Championship, and Australia's cricketers have tightened their grip on the first test in New Zealand. First, though, Arsenal have gone top of the English Premier League after a home victory over West Ham. The details to come after the main results from England and Scotland, read by James Alexander Gordon.
Barclays Premier League. Arsenal 2, West Ham United 0. Aston Villa 2, Wolverhampton Wanderers 2. Everton 2, Bolton Wanderers 0. Portsmouth 3, Hull City 2. Stoke City 1, Tottenham Hotspur 2. Sunderland 3, Birmingham City 1. Wigan Athletic 1, Burnley 0. Coca-Cola Football League Championship. Blackpool 2, Crystal Palace 2. Bristol City 2, Newcastle United 2. Doncaster Rovers 1, Sheffield United 1. Ipswich Town 1, Barnsley 0. Middlesbrough 1, Reading 1. Nottingham Forest 1, Peterborough United 0. Queen's Park Rangers 1, Swansea City 1. Scunthorpe United 2, Plymouth Argyle 1. Sheffield Wednesday 0, Derby County 0. West Bromwich Albion 3, Preston North End 2. Clydesdale Bank Scottish Premier League. Aberdeen 2, Dundee United 2. Celtic 3, St Johnstone 0. Hamilton Academical 2, Falkirk 2. Hearts of Midlothian 2, Hibernian 1.
So Arsenal have moved back to the top of the English Premier League after a far from straightforward victory at home to West Ham. Arsenal finished the game with 10 men, but more importantly, the 2-0 win has lifted them above both Manchester United and Chelsea, who have Sunday games. Mike Sewell was at the Emirates Stadium for the BBC.
Grinding out results has never been Arsenal's forte, but if the last 2 weeks are anything to go by, they're beginning to master the art. At Hull, their persistence bore fruit. Here it was discipline, albeit after Thomas Vermaelen's sending off. At the time of his dismissal, on the stroke of half-time, Arsenal were leading through Danielson's fifth-minute goal. But when Vermaelen tangled with Guillermo Franco, West Ham, and Alessandro Diamanti in particular, couldn't capitalise from the penalty spot. Organised and disciplined, Arsenal's only other close call was when Carlton Cole shaved the post 5 minutes before Cesc Fabregas sealed victory with a late penalty.
Yes, Arsenal's win by no means certain until Fabregas' late spot kick. It made for a nervy, intense evening for his manager, Arsene Wenger.
For the heart, it was not the best one, but overall, I believe that they have shown different aspects of the game that are very important to be successful. We have shown a very fluent of technical top-level game, and then as well some aspect in our game, because we are good technically, that is a bit underestimated sometimes. That means resilience, character, mental strengths, and that came out in the second half.
Tottenham Hotspur have maintained their push for fourth place in a possible European Champions League berth. They've won their fourth successive league match, 2-1 at Stoke City. Spurs goals came from Idrissa Johnson, Nico Kranjčar, either side of a Matthew Etherington penalty. Tottenham's manager, Harry Redknapp, admits a real piece of quality from Johnson set them on their way.
It was an even first half. There was very little in it first half, very few chances really. And then Ida, you know, took a fantastic goal. It really was a top quality goal from a top quality player. I couldn't tell you how impressed I've been with Ida since he's been with us. He's been unlucky really not to play, you know. And he came on, Pav got an injury first half, and Ida came on and took that goal fantastic.
Whelan can't take it on, and Tottenham now have it with Crouch. And Crouch over the top, that's a lovely ball for Johnson, who chases it down and shoots into the net! That's a wonderful goal in the first 20 seconds of the second half. And Ida Goodjohnson, for the first time in a Tottenham shirt, hits the back of the net.
I thought I took it well in my stride and, you know, was very happy with the finish. I think more importantly, obviously, is the 3 points. I think there's a sense in the dressing room that this was a massive 3 points for us. You know, going into that, what is it left? 8-9 games in the league for that fourth spot, I think. It's never an easy place to come, Stoke, and you know, I think people have their opinions on how they play and whether the game should be played the way they play it, but you have to be prepared for it because they throw everything at you, and I thought we dealt with it quite well. We played some good stuff, and you know, we dug deep when we needed to.
Idagar Johnson on the score sheet and on the winning side for Tottenham at Stoke City. John Carew salvaged a point for Aston Villa, also eyeing that prized fourth place finish. Villa coming from behind to draw 2-2 at home to Wolves. Kanu ruined Ian Dowie's first match in charge of Hull City with a late winner for Portsmouth, the Premier League's bottom club. Hull led twice and were on course for a rare away win before conceding two goals in the last 3 minutes to lose 3-2. Darren Bent scored twice in Sunderland's 3-1 home win over Birmingham City. Wigan left it late to secure their victory on Saturday. Hugo Rodriguez with the decisive late header, Wigan beating Burnley, their visitors 1-0. And goals from Mikel Arteta and Steven Pienaar gave Everton a 2-0 victory at home to Bolton. Elsewhere in Europe, Real Madrid came from a goal down to beat Sporting Gijon 3-1 at the Bernabeu. It moves them 3 points clear of Barcelona at the top of the Primera Liga. Barca visit Real Zaragoza on Sunday. The leaders of the German Bundesliga, Bayern Munich, have been beaten for only the third time this season, conceding two late goals in going down 2-1 at Eintracht Frankfurt. However, Bayern remain 2 points clear of Schalke. They have a Sunday game at Hamburg. Bayer Leverkusen missed their chance to go top as they went down 3-0 at Borussia Dortmund, who are now up to fourth. In Italy's Inter's stuttering league form continues. They were held to a 1-1 draw at fourth place Palermo. It means City rivals Milan can move above them at the top of Serie A with a victory over Napoli on Sunday. And Auxerre have taken over from Bordeaux at the top of the French First Division after a stoppage time goal gave them a 2-1 win over Le Mans. Bordeaux 2 points behind, but with two games in hand, host fourth place Lille on Sunday. New Zealand's cricketers are up against it on the third day of the first test against Australia. Replying to the tourists' first innings score of 459 for 5 declared, they resumed earlier on 108 for 4, but the wickets continue to fall, and Brian Waddle at the ground can bring us up to date.
Yes, woeful batting effort by New Zealand, dismissed for 157. The leading scorer, Daniel Vittori, only added 4 to his overnight score before he was out for 46. Guptill made 30, McCullum 24 in rapid time, and Taylor was out for 21. The rest of it was pretty awful for New Zealand, really. 157 all out. The chief wicket taker was Doug Bollinger, 5 for 28, career best figures for him. Ryan Harris, 2 for 42, and Johnson, 1 for 38. Forced to follow on, New Zealand in their second innings have taken their score through to 8. Watling and McIntosh have been able to survive some pretty lively opening bowling by Bollinger and Harris, but they're still there half an hour before lunch. 6-8 without loss, in fact, and the two at the crease, McIntosh is on 7 and Watling is on 2, but New Zealand right behind it in this game.
Many thanks to Brian Waddle reporting live from Wellington. A reminder as well, Bangladesh will start the second day of the second test against England on 330 for 8 in Dhaka. To rugby union, France have claimed the Six Nations Championship for the first time in 3 years with a 12-10 win over England in Paris. The French, with 5 wins out of 5, are also celebrating their first Grand Slam since 2004. The former France international, Rafael Ibanez, believes with the World Cup now just 18 months away, this side can only get stronger.
They were a bit nervous today. They played a bit low profile. Hopefully there's more to come. Can you imagine if you got like players like Barcelona, Mermoz from Perpignan, and also Pape, Hemans, you still have a lot of such a big depth in the squad. So it's promising for the future.
Elsewhere on Saturday in the Six Nations, Ireland were denied the Triple Crown for beating all the home nations. They lost 23-20 to Scotland in Dublin. Wales ended their Six Nations campaign with a 33-10 win over Italy in Cardiff. In tennis, Ivan Ljubicic has caused the upset at the ATP Masters 1000 event in Indian Wells. He's beaten defending champion Rafael Nadal in 3 sets in their semi-final. Ljubicic will now meet either Andy Roddick or Robin Söderling for the title. That second semi is level at 1 set apiece. And that's the latest world sport from the BBC in London.